Welcome back to Master of My Fate. On this episode, I have a conversation with Eric Argueta. He's a social media marketer and the founder of Travel NYC, one of New York City's top photography pages on Instagram. Enjoy.
I'm ready, man.
Eric, thank you so much for getting on the show. This is our second time trying it because the first time we had a little bit of connection issues, but now we're ready to rock and roll, man. How you feeling?
Thank you for having me, first of all. And dude, I'm feeling blessed, man. I'm feeling blessed.
Yeah, and, man, for sure. Yeah. So tell us a bit about yourself and where you're from.
So I was born and raised in El Salvador, and then I moved to the United States when I was 14. And the first state that I live in was Virginia, and then I moved to New Jersey after living there for 2 years. And I have been living in here in New Jersey, in Newark, for the last 5 years. And I went to Eastside High School for my sophomore and junior year, and then I went to college. I only did college for one, like two semesters, and I felt that I was not ready for college, so I decided to take a pause and explore other, you know, other methods of educating myself. Like, and I went to I started investing into courses and stuff like that. And in all that process, like, I came across entrepreneurship and marketing, social media stuff. And that's what I have been doing for the past 2 years. And so, yeah, I'm a social media marketer.
What kind of, so how did you get attracted into marketing? When you first got into college, did you decide that that's what you wanted to do? Or were you just like sort of testing out different classes in college?
No, so when I went to college, I was doing civil engineering, you know. I thought it was like a good career to go because I was really good at math, I thought. But once like calculus showed up to my life, I was like, hell no, I'm not made for this. So after like, you know, taking the bus from college, I invested in like some online courses. And when I joined a community of like other entrepreneurs, like a bunch of people were doing social media and stuff like that. And then from joining that community, I got recruited into an MLM company. And from there, like, you know, one of the techniques to acquire leads was to use social media. And, you know, I ended up like leaving the MLM company because like, it was something I was not interested in. And just, I don't know, it was not my thing. But at least I was like, I was able to get inspired to do social media, like build Instagram accounts, build meme accounts for entrepreneurs and stuff like that. And after like taking a lot of shots and testing different niches on the social media space, I finally found one that I wanted to stick with, and that was like New York City. Mm-hmm. And that's how like I built a Travel NYC out of like all that testing phase. Yeah. And right now it's at 101,000 followers.
Can you describe a bit what Travel NYC is?
Yeah, so Travel NYC is like a content hub of the best spots in New York City and different, you know, like iconic buildings, architecture.
So 2 years ago, last month, you started Travel NYC. How did that come about? How did you even come up with the name?
So, you know, like I was like running a small, like, I was doing freelancing on social media. Like I had already built other profiles on Instagram. And I acquired a couple of clients, and then I started like working with them and applying like growth strategies. So I needed like an account to test my strategies on. Mm-hmm. And it was like one day out of nowhere, I started like testing names on Instagram. And I don't know how, but I landed the name, the handle Travel NYC. And I started like testing my growth strategies that I was going to use with my clients on Travel NYC. And, you know, after applying the strategies and stuff, it got to the first 1,000 followers. And then I told one of my friends, hey, like, check this out. I got this name. And he was like, yo, dude, are you crazy? You're not doing anything with that? Because I was not posting. I only posted 9 pictures and I left her there. I didn't post anything. Mm-hmm. And he was like, are you crazy, dude? Like, this can be a huge thing, you know? And thanks to that, like, we had that conversation with him. And he, thanks to that, I was able to open my eyes and see like, shit, this can be something, you know, this can open a lot of doors for me in the marketing space.
So you don't really describe yourself as a photographer, right? So how does someone like you build one of the top photography pages for New York City on Instagram?
I would say that it was like, I had the marketing skills, man, but I slowly but sure, I was like falling in love with content production and stuff. I'm not a photographer and I don't claim to be, like you said it, but I always saw the vision. I always had the vision for that, like, you know, grow the page, and then when it's big enough, like do collaborations with brands and stuff like that, partnerships, and take the products and then produce the content and then share it to my audience.
You actually reached 100,000 followers, and this took like about 2 years. You said you've had the account for 2 years, uh-huh. Right? So I want to know how it was in the beginning.
So from 0 to 10,000, that was like 5 months. But the thing was, like, as I mentioned before, I was just testing strategies, mm-hmm. on the page, and I was not posting at all. I was just like post like once a month, or not even show up in there. But like after I reached 5,000 followers, I started posting like once a week. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to 10,000 followers, that was, I turned it back into, I mean, I went and like started posting more often, once a day. Mm-hmm. And then I think after 20,000, I started posting two times a day.
Okay.
And until I got to 50,000, I was doing a lot of things. I went heavy on automation because I wanted to test the strategies that I was going to use for my clients.
Right. What's automation? What do you mean by that?
So automation strategies was like using a software to engage with my audience, mm-hmm. or engage with new people, but doing it in a massive scale, you know? And that got me my first like 50,000 followers, I would say. Mm-hmm. But then Instagram analytics came along, and you were like, they gave you data that you were able to see how many followers you were gaining out of every picture. So I started like, kind of like found a pattern of photos that would get me a ton of followers. And from 50,000 to 100,000, I started posting 10 times a day. And now I want to scale the growth. So I'm gonna start posting like maybe 20 times a day.
What advice would you give to somebody who wants to build an audience?
Ooh, so, I mean, to definitely just start, man. Start now, because it gets more competitive over time, because, you know, a lot of people jump in, or Instagram decides to change the algorithm. The more you wait, the more difficult and competitive it gets.
How has the algorithm affected you, if it has?
It hasn't really affected me. Traveling was very niche, so I didn't really get affected by that.
And what is the algorithm really affect engagement or what?
It's like they limit your reach. Your feed used to be in chronological order, but now it's like whoever you engage with the most, that's the content you see. So let's say that you engage with Travel NYC on a daily basis. So Travel NYC content is most likely to be on your feed than anything else that you don't really care about.
From whatever you know about entrepreneurship, what's the biggest lesson you can give me?
So the one thing I learned was that the way you do anything is the way you do everything. Let's say you go to the gym and you drop your sets you stop in the middle of a set. Like, you don't finish your reps. Let's say that your goal is like 10 reps, but you cut it off at 6 because you're lazy. It doesn't stop there, you know. It's just not, that is not just showing up in the gym. That's showing up in other areas of your life, for example. You might be like half-assing things at your job or with your family or with anything you have going on, you know.
You said the way you do anything is the way
you do everything.
Wow, that's deep. I like that. I'm never going to forget that, actually. So thanks a lot for that. But
yeah, no problem, man.
Anyway, man, I really appreciate you for getting on the show. I usually have every guest do this for me before we end, and that is, I have them say a statement, right? So the name of the show is called Master of My Fate. And all I want you to do is say, my name is blank and I am the master of my fate.
Got it. My name is Eric and I'm the master of my fate.
Awesome, brother. Thank you so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me, man.
Well, I'm going to let you get back to your work and enjoy the rest of your day, man.
All right, man. Blessings, dude.
Peace. Have a good one.
Hey,
Hey everyone, JT here. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Master of My Fate. If it brought any value to you, please follow us on Instagram and or Twitter at Sly Ponder. That's SlyPonder. It would also mean the world if you subscribed to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/SlyPonder. You could also connect with me on Instagram and or Twitter at JTorresFilms. Once again, thanks for your time, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.